Today, we're going to learn an interesting halacha in preparation to Pesach. And that is, people go to the store, and they say they're buying meat for Pesach. Right? Isn't that what everybody says? What are the meat sales for Pesach?
The simple holiday, not the simple
Pesach. Ah. So the halacha, no, you got to be careful. Whether it's alive or not, which means if you go to the frozen aisle and you're buying packaged meat, you shouldn't say, Basar zu lepesach. Vafila chatichas basar. Even if only one small piece. But for the chunt, for the osavoy, he buys a small piece of meat. You shouldn't say Basazu Lepesa. Lefishanira. Shehik the Shaisa Michaim Le Karm Pesach. You see how far it goes?
Yeah.
Karm Pesach is only when it's alive.
Right.
Instead it's not, it's too late. And still, you shouldn't say on the piece of meat, even though on one piece. You shouldn't say Basazu Lepesa. Because it looks like. You should say this meat is for Yontif. A good question. Can I say this is for Pesach Yontif or for Yontif Pesach? That's a good question. But either way, one thing for sure, better to say for Yontif and not mention Pesach. And so too, he shouldn't tell people in his house, Litzloya. Hazraya le Pesach el Yontif. To roast. Say, could you roast the meat?
Right.
Don't say that.
For
not even talk about buying. People say it.
Right.
Did you taste my Pesach meat?
Yeah.
And not asur, but and lagid. Not, don't say it. That's what I was telling you. The reason why you shouldn't say asur, because it's not really asur. Any subas. Ella behema shabimina karma gamas bayach. Lamaisa. It really has to be alive. Okay, but either way, we don't do it. Now, how about on chicken? Can I say about the chicken? I'm buying this chicken for Pesach.
Yes.
Who said yes?
Me.
Who's me?
Ephraim.
So let me write your name down because the machloik is you. And the Shulchan Aruch. So let me write it down. Let me write it down. No problem, I'll write it down. Come, let's write it down. Huh? Ephraim, let me get your full name. Machloik is you and the Magen Avraham. It's an argument. Him and the Shulchan Aruch. Okay. The Bach, the Magen Avraham says, you're not allowed to say it, even on stuff that you don't. So chicken, also not. You didn't know this, huh? Rav Avadi brings it. When we come, I come, time lachmir b'zeh. You should be careful not to say I'm buying my chicken for Pesach. How about saying I'm buying my fish for Pesach? Who said no problem? What did I hear? What? I see Benny's in a good mood today. Someone stuck something in his coffee. I see someone stuck a little something in his coffee. Tatla. So the answer is because Nira. You see, the key word here is not that it's really making it. People will listen and go, oh, look, he made a holy fish. Holy fish. And then the next thing is you'll have people talk about how the fish speaks. You forgot about this, huh? You guys don't remember. About 5 years ago, or 10 years ago, maybe even longer, 20 years ago. See, I didn't realize how the years are flying by. They came out that there was a fish in Muncie. You guys know what I'm talking about, huh?
Uh-huh.
You remember the fish in Muncie that spoke?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the fish in Muncie. They claimed that there was a fish in Muncie that spoke and said something about Mashiach coming or not coming, I don't know, something. And then the guy woke up. So Vafilu Bedagim. Vafilu Bedagim. Avamut Eloi Mechitim Eilu LePesach. But you're allowed to say, this is for Pesach. Wheat. Matzahs. Pesach. But fish, You shouldn't say. Even fish. All right? So not only meat, not only what? Chicken, even the fish. Now, lemaisif, let you did do it. What happens? So, of course, it doesn't become asur.
For chicken and fish.
Yes. And even if he said this, Erev Pesach, it doesn't become asur. Yeah?
But how about the sheep?
Also not. Even if he said it. Even if he said it, it doesn't become asur. And this Rav Avadi brings out on the bottom over here. Ibn the Eved, Ibn Omar Kay, if you did say it, Mutter Lecho, you'd be allowed to eat it. Okay. Next interesting topic. Matzah mitzvah. Yeah? Shmura.
But you know, by Mukhan, it was very common to buy a sheep and the
I understand it's very common.
We used to do that a lot.
I know you used to do that. Believe you me, I know. And then you would go to the backyard and make shish kebabs. I know about it. I'm aware of that. Lemaisa, you have to be careful not to say basazu is what le pesa.
Now, because of the korban, that's the point.
Yes, the point is because it's nira kemagdish, so you can eat it. Now we'd rather have a custom that we don't eat meat the night of the seder. You probably don't have such a custom because you won't be able to survive without meat.
I have the reason. No, not because of that. And
the answer is, we don't want it should look like we're eating kachim b'chutz laretz. Because if you ate meat, and especially lamb, now my in-laws have a custom that they do eat meat by the seder. Right, like some all Sfardim probably eat meat by the Seder.
Especially lamb. Yeah.
Wow.
Not really.
By the Seder?
No. We eat something else. The lamb, we put the bone of the lamb.
No, but all the food from what is
from lamb. From lamb. I even heard that even all the vitamins and all the drinks all the wine you drink has lamb in it. Okay, so let me tell you. Some have a custom that if you're eating lamb, you don't eat the lamb when? The night of the Seder. So my in-laws would have such a custom, they'd wait for both starim to be finished.
And then
the next morning they would eat the lamb. So in your house, you could do whatever you want. You could take the matzah and the marah and dip it into lamb. You could do whatever you want, okay? The bottom line is, the issue is, you don't want it should look nira kemetul, and that he's makdish something in chutz laretz. Okay, now, how about matzah shmura? Now, matzah shmura cost how much? $70 a matzah.
$40
pound. Okay. And how much matzah she'ena shmura cost? Nothing. So the question is, when do I need matzah shmura? So the truth is, all you need is for the night. Hamatzah she'aitzimba yidei chayva b'layla rishon. And not even the ones for the night. The ones that you're using to be yaitzah the mitzvah. People don't realize. All you need, how many matzah shmuras?
Three.
Or whatever, halves. You don't even need whole ones.
But two nights, not three.
I see, Benny, you're very in a good mood today. You're very hyper. Okay, now you know where Moshe gets it from. Okay, now, the point is, halves already is what? It's good enough. You can talk, it's okay. It's all good. Yeah, halves already good. But some people have a custom for 7 straight days that they eat only matzah shmura, mishas, ketzira.
Because
they say it's a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah in every matzah. If you want to stop 1 year, you used to do it, and then all of a sudden, as your family gets bigger, it's impossible to eat matzah shmura, right? A whole 7 days. Yasu hatara al kach. You have to do hataras nedarim. If you always ate matzah shmura and then you switched,
okay.
Now some people have a custom that they don't dip the matzah into water. Chasidim would kill you. They would take out a gun and shoot you if you did this. If you took a matzah and put it into water. Now what's the reason for this? They're afraid that a little bit was left over flour uncooked on the matzah. And when you put in the hot water, it becomes right away chametz. If let's say you used to be makpid, for example, a girl came from a Hasidic home, she was makpid,
yeah,
and then she marries a Sephardi who eats rice and chametz on Pesach. I should say, okay, who eats all different types of foods on Pesach.
Right.
So what does she do? And the answer is, Yasu Atar al Kach. She needs Ataris Nadarim.
She's not allowed, she'd have to do what
her Atara, so she follows, but she has to make Ataris Nadarim. Because the Master, she had a minik. This was her custom. And therefore, says Chacham Avadya, V'lachen tov shekol mi shi'etz l'snag v'ez l'chumra. If you want to be machmir, it's a chumra. You know, on Pesach, all the different congregations and all the different kvutzot have all different types of minhagim.
Right.
Lubavitch is not going to eat anything that you have to peel.
Right.
So let's say that was your custom and you want to change it. Ataras Nedarim. And it would be a good idea if you what? No? To make, when you take on the chumrah, to take it on and to say, Beli Neder. Okay. Where we came from, Ashkenaz, Lita, they held this whole thing with matzah shmura, with matzah what they call shruya, gibrox. You know why, what it's called, but yeah, it's good you should know this. What is shruya? When they take the matzah and put it in water, what is it called? Gibrox. Gibrox. Okay, everybody repeat after me. Gibrox. That's Yiddish. That's what it's called. It's called Gebrox. He knows because the bar pocket became one of the Tayag mitzvahs. Anoicha Hashem alikecha and don't eat Gebrox. Now, what is Gebrox? Gebrox means something which is in hot water. It's the same translation as the word Shruya. Gebrox is the same thing. So, when you go by Chasidim, you won't hear the word Shruya. What are you going to hear the word? Gebrox. Okay. So Lamasa, we grew up that not only it's mutar, but the Gra used to do it on purpose.
What?
The night of Pesach, he used to take his matzah and dip it into water. Say, you see, you're wrong. No such halacha. That was what?
So many became different.
Chasidim took it on as chok v'lo yavor. We eat matzah balls on purpose on the night of Pesach to show that we dip it into the water.
Okay, so if you have matzah chasmol,
if your meaning is to do what?
It's not such a smart thing. They didn't realize that really there's nothing that's cooking there. You're putting it in the water. It's not so smart.
It's not so smart. You think everybody's crazy, you mean? Wow. He decided that hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of Jews throughout the generation were crazy.
No, the Gra decided it.
The Gra decided there's no such halacha. So what? Shulchan Aruch HaRav decided there was such halacha. It's a minig, and you need to be matir neder. You need to be matir neder. Why? You don't eat gebrox, so you do eat gebrox.
What does that mean? Dipping in the water?
You do dip. Of course you do. He comes. Yeah, but you can do shislevi. You come from a Hasidic home, no? Okay.
You dip it in the water over?
Of course, on purpose. We take our matzahs and we dip it on purpose on the night of the seder.
But we don't do anything
with it. Yes, we do. If you're Ashkenaz and you're Lithuanian, you do things on purpose. V'nachal, l'shtadl, l'kachas, l'matzahs,
mitzvah. Don't do it in your house. Do it in front of them.
Now, here's the next question. I don't go to his house to do it.
That's the whole point of doing it on purpose.
Yeah, you know what? Are you offering your services? I'll send you to do it. Okay. That's right. This is Chichanos.
The whole purpose is to do it in front of them.
Okay, relax. Okay. I see everybody. There's something in the water. There's something in the water today. All right. It's very simple. It's not about bothering the other guy. It's to show that it's no such halacha.
Yeah, but they're still holding for it.
Okay, I can't help you more than that. Okay, now, v'nachai l'shtadah l'kachas l'matzahs mitzvah, hid matzahs. Chacham Avadya writes, you need to take for the first night the mitzvahs, hid matzahs. U'mikol makoy b'shas atchak. Wow, b'shas atchak. You're allowed to take machine matzahs. You hear? Shanaas day mechayach. Be'oifin shalachitza kaft alfazim v'naz b'yad Yisrael. As long as the Jew turned on the switch of the machine and he said, L'shei mitzvahs matzah. Now let me explain to you what this halach is. And this is a beautiful topic. For hundreds of years, we had hand matzahs. And you know why we had hand matzahs? That's because before the machine, that's all we had. The question is, once the machine came about, are you allowed to take machine matzahs? So what is the issue? The issue is lishma. What does lishma mean? The matzah has to be made lishma. Tell me, the machine knows lishma? The machine no. No. Okay. So that's the question. The question is, when the balabayas puts on the button and the machine goes because he put on the button, could the lishma work on that? This is negated to a lot of things, for example, tzitzis and so on and so forth. Many held, of course. Reb Chaim Eiser held, of course. What's wrong? As a matter of fact, then it becomes even better to take machine matzahs. You know why? Less chametz.
No extra thought also.
Less chametz. Less than, you can't go wrong. You can't go wrong. He goes on a conveyor belt and they clean it every 18 minutes. It's perfect. In a store that you take, you know who works? You know, I don't know if you know this. Who works on making the matzahs? Okay, correct.
Russians.
So there's a few issues. The issue number one is, how do you even know they're Jewish? How do you know even know they're Jewish? How do you know they're Jewish? Some of them might not even be Jewish.
No, I'll tell you how.
Yes.
Matzah, you should do all the Mufarim. Go in, they don't know how to do it.
Tata, listen to me. When you walk into this matzahs in Borough Park and in Williamsburg, what they ask you if you're Bukhari and if you're, they take you, whatever it is,
they take.
I know. So the point, what's the point? The point is, many held, you hear that it's a problem because you don't know who's baking the matzahs. There's another problem, if you notice. Huh?
The owner of the matzah is lishma.
That doesn't help you. It only helps on a machine. It's not going to help you it's a problem.
Yeah, right.
Now, another problem is, I don't know if you know, they sweat when they make the matzahs.
Of course.
Well, if you eat chametz, the sweat.
So also the pizza shop people sweat.
Yeah, but it doesn't become chametz because of it.
Is it sweat chametz
because you eat bread that they... Salty. It's a little salty. It's not so simple. The whole thing... The bottom line is... You're probably more mehudar to do it with the machine. Okay. Some hold, therefore better to do the machine.
Okay.
So let's continue. I'll give you the number to the Arachim seminars, and you can go there and ask these questions. Here we're learning halachot. Now, the point being, that others say, but the minhag was... And we don't want to change minhagim. I'm Pesach, minhagim, you know, everything's about the minhagim. And therefore, what do? We don't change and go to the machine. Okay, now, Lamasa, if you want to know, for whole Pesach, you can use machine matzahs. It's not even a question, it's not even an issue. You understand?
And the chassidim would dip that into water also.
They wouldn't dip that into water. I don't even think they eat those matzahs. They eat hand matzahs the whole Pesach. Now you have to understand a little bit of a topic, which I have to tell you. There's a question if you mekayim a mitzvah by eating every kazayis. You know that, even not on the first night,
every day in the
Pesach. You mekayim a mitzvah. If the question is if it's you mekayim a mitzvah or it's lachatchila to do it. Either way, they want to say, well, therefore you need shmura matzah, therefore you should have hand matzahs. This becomes the issue. And maybe, the custom is to have what? So therefore they don't like to have what? They don't like to have the, no? They don't like to have the machine matzahs. Okay, now, ha'oichel matzah b'chol yimei ha'pesach. All the days of Pesach when you eat matzah, Chutz b'layla rishon, and of course in Chutz Laaretz both nights. Einu mevarach el amaitzi. Avol in bir bichas hashikatsam is vayzuz man areyu nais Hashem shamayim lashav. Mevarei brachol avatala. What's the question? Maybe a person should make the bracha. You hear? Rabbi say, no. Maybe a person should make the bracha of achilas matzav. All 7 days is a mitzvah. Why don't we make the bracha l'achilas matzah? And the answer is, because sof, it's not a mitzvah. Ki achilas matzah b'shayim e'apesah ain't a mitzvah gemura. El Rishos. Shem Yitzalechel Iris. If you want to eat rice, who pays ki yaitzer ishai? Then you can lech matzah. Figure in lever chalav. Oy sam shemis chastim shel lech matzah klal b'shai me pesach. Mishas le nizgrei b'aviz matzah liyav oisim. Or befra b'shab ziyantim shechay v'lech bel pas. Now this you have to know is a big discussion. A lot of people don't eat matzah whole pesach. You see how it works? A lot of people only eat matzah. Why, Binyamin? Because there's a mitzvah. Every kazayis, you get a mitzvah. Yeah? The Gra says, Shivas Yomim Teichal Matzahs, that every kazayis that you eat, the entire Pesach, you mekayim a mitzvah. And then there's a whole group of people that don't eat matzah at all on Pesach. Okay, let me... Chametz, maybe. We're so afraid of chametz. Yeah, maybe it'll fall into the soup. Maybe.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. They're sometimes going too extreme for everything, that the people losing their mind already.
Let me tell you, most people are losing their mind anyway. So they might as well lose their mind over halachas.
But it's not right.
It's not right.
It shouldn't be like that. It should be something that you have to do with Allah.
I see, Binyamin, you're a one-man issue. This is his issue every day. It's not that Hashem doesn't want that we should be crazy. Okay. Shetiyeh mevorach, shelo tiyeh crazy.
No, but באמת, אבל אתה חושב, לא חושב רק על עצמך, אתה חושב על כל הקהל. אתה חושב על כל העם. החכמי תורה שכתבו, נתנו לנו את הדרכים, הם חשבו אפילו על אחד, שיום אחד שהוא יכול לעשות טעות. אז לא נכון? אני לא מבין.
That's normal. So here's OCD about Matzah. Guys, this point. How can it be so many chumrot? How can it?
Oh, you explain the chumrot.
It's like OCD. It's OCD. It's normal. Became normal now. I always tell them, why is it called OCD? Really, it's supposed to be ABC. But it's the OCD, so they don't have to say ABC.
ADD.
It's ADD. It's a Kenanist, so they make it an OCD. Anyways, the point being, Binyamin, listen to me carefully. There's a famous Rosh, Chumrot HaPesach en lo ketz. There's no end to the Chumrot HaPesach. Bottom line, there are some people who don't eat matzah whole Pesach. Omer Chacham Avadya, ze lo nachon. This is not right. Osim shemitchastim, shelo lechol matzah klal b'shar yimei HaPesach. Lo yafoisim, lo yafoisim. Why? It's wrong. Eat matzah. Stop with your chumrot. Okay. Umuter lecho matzah b'shmini shel Pesach. You can eat matzah the last day. Bal toisif, maybe bal toisif. Mishum shamatzah b'choshivei in the mitzvah l'rishos. Because sof the matzah on the rest of the days is not a mitzvah. If it would have been a mitzvah, so then to add an extra day would be what? Val Tosef. But since it's anyway not a mitzvah the rest of the 7 days, adding an extra day is not what? Val Tosef. Baruch Hashem
li'olam. Amen.